Air, food, and water are basic necessities for life. Clothing is important. Many people in what we would call underdeveloped countries live with little or no clothing. America, on the other hand, has an abundance of clothing. People's closets are busting out at the seams. While we have multiple pairs of shoes, many people are lucky to have a pair of shoes. The ones that they wear every day, we would have thrown out long ago. Others don't have any at all. The clothing industry is big business. The irony of this whole thing is that Hollywood would like us to believe that while we have all these clothes, we ought to be taking them all off. By looking at the media, if a person didn't know any better, you'd be tempted to think we live in an underdeveloped country. Well, in a sense we do. Our principles and morals have become underdeveloped. Just because something makes a buck doesn't justify loose morals and principles. Do you have morals and principles? This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Concrete work is all they know of Veterans Concrete. It's all they've done since 1985. Not only do they use the finest materials and do work that's second to none, but they'll do it at a fair, honest price. So if your mission is concrete work, give these boys a chance to complete it. And I promise you will get the longest lasting concrete anywhere. And that's guaranteed. So if you'd like to get a quote for your next concrete mission, give the boys at Veterans Concrete a call at 303-775-7926. 303-775-7926.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. LifeChoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Would you look around you now? Okay. Hour two of today's Present Truth program. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And the podcasts, here in the building we have the internet radio, and we have AM radio 1360. And the program programs are archived on 1360khnc.com for both hours. First hour of each day's program is archived on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcast section, Present Truth site. The first hour, the 800-pound gorilla. You have the military-industrial complex, and inside of the military, or you might say the military-industrial complex, is inside of the governmental corporate complex, the corporations. And the term continuity of government, I believe it was during George Jr.'s presidency, there was this new agency, another three-letter agency, continuity of government, a way in which all of the departments would assure that no matter what would occur in this country, nuclear attack, sabotage of the internet, whatever, America would live. The monster that America has become, not the American people, not the citizens of the country. There's two Americas. The people of the country, and then you have the structure of power at the top. That's the other America. That is the monster on the loose. And that is the part of a system of control which, in the book of Revelation chapter 17, there is a woman, a harlot, a prostitute, a seductress, and within chapter 17, there is the story of a kingdom, of an empire, of a nation, the greatest nation ever in the history of mankind, greater than Egypt, Greece, Rome, England, Spain. But it would be a young nation, young, 250, not even 300 years old. But as one of the last nations to appear on the historical scene, the United States would be the power of the world, the empire. Young, powerful, and in Revelation 17, it's speaking of a country that has a name, the United States of America. And then it describes the final seven presidents of that kingdom or empire, beginning with Jimmy Carter all the way to Donald Trump. Donald Trump being number seven. But there would be a final administration that would replace, at some point, Donald Trump's duties as president. Well, he was in the first hour, I read Putin's comment last Friday that that Donald Trump, you know, he should have been president because he did win. And Putin says that I cannot disagree with Donald Trump that if he had been president, if his victory hadn't been stolen in 2020, perhaps the crisis in Ukraine that arose in 2022 wouldn't have happened. That's on Friday. On Thursday night, Donald Trump stated, he said, basically, Vladimir Putin would never have done it. What? He would never have gone into Ukraine if the election weren't rigged, our election. It was a rigged and stolen election. If that election wasn't rigged, and if I were president, you would have right now millions of people living that are dead. And I read that, and the reality, I understand. I understand the reality. 2 million people alive. And in Revelation 17, the world will know that Christ was speaking of, and he gave John that revelation in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, the apocalypse, that this chapter 17 is speaking of an empire different from the previous ruling empires in history. It would be an empire that has rule internationally. And the rule internationally and the fornication, the seduction of these nations internationally would be through corporations. The rule is through corporations. Industry, like IBM, Amazon, and so many more. I'll be back.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Hey folks, Mad Vax here. The Survival and Prepper Show, your one-stop shop for all your survival needs, is coming to the Boulder County Fairgrounds March 1st and 2nd, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. It's at 9595 Nelson Road, Longmont, Colorado. Discover what thousands have learned. PE Shows is where it's at. Come check out thousands of products showcased by hundreds of vendors. Go to peshows.com for more information.
9/11. The Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Riders on the storm, Into this house we're born. Like a dog without a bone, and actor out alone, riders on the storm.
There's a killer. Truly, the world is riding. There is a storm that has come. We're riders of a storm, and the storm has begun. Like I was saying about the woman in Revelation chapter 17, the woman is a nation. And chapter 17 presents how the woman seduces the nations of the world, how the woman controls the nations of the world through corporations. And the final seven presidents of America, starting with Jimmy Carter, the final president, one of the seven that is noble, one of the seven that truly takes his responsibilities as a civil servant seriously to protect the people of the nation, Donald Trump. A man with dignity. He has really, within the country, maybe not great honor, but outside of his empire, he's honored. He's respected internationally. They may not like him, but nevertheless, they do respect him because he's a man that does have vision. And with his authority, it's not being used selfishly. He's not keeping a gorilla alive. He won't feed the gorilla. He'll keep the gorilla caged. But outside of the borders of this country, he's respected. Why? Because people that these presidents and prime ministers, rulers in the world, families of the world that have power, not only wealth, they respect people that have ability because they understand, as leaders of the world, they understand leaders. They may not like leaders. It's like in high school I wrestled. I respected all these wrestlers, whether, you know, before the matches, we were at odds. But afterwards, there was great respect. We shook hands. If I won, I shook hands. And if they won, didn't matter. At Davos, these people realize the authority and the vision that Trump has, and they respect it. They may not like it. The president of Mexico, she may not like Donald Trump. She doesn't like the fact that he's flying back these criminals to Mexico. But she's in awe because no one really internationally would even think of doing something like that. So it's maybe she doesn't like it. Look what happened with Colombia, but she still respects him. There is that respect from these people. They couldn't do it. And then Colombia, the guy refuses to take, the president refuses to take two of these huge aircraft full of these criminals. He won't allow them to land. They fly back to the United States. Trump makes a statement, okay, right now, 25%. On everything coming into this country, we're going to tax them 25%. In 1 week, we'll tax them 50%. What do you think that guy did? And what do you think the people in his administration did? What do you think the companies within that country, what do you think they did? Oh, they were on the phone to El Presidente right now. Hey, man, you better back down. You better back down now. There's going to be a bloody coup in this nation. What's going to happen with the drug lords in Colombia? There's going to be more scrutiny. So what did he do? Oh, we'll send our plane. Sorry, Mr. President, Mr. Trump. We'll send our own aircraft and we'll pick those criminals up and we'll bring them back. And as soon as they land, we'll execute them. Because we don't want to put them on our streets. We want them on your streets, but not on our streets. They kill our own people. So we'll just execute them. That's not really what happened, but he did bring them back. So Donald Trump and the war machine, the psychological war machine that the PSYOPs, and who is carrying out the PSYOPs? Mainstream media. I'll mention some of the names. The Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, NBC News. I'll read it to you. So Trump begins sending these criminals back. And then Hegseth, he's confirmed into power. And then right away, Washington Post. Headlines, well, not headlines, but one article. The White House late Friday fired the independent inspector general of at least 12 generals, inspectors general of at least 12 major federal agencies in a purge that could clear the way for President Donald Trump to install loyalists in a crucial role of identifying fraud, waste, and abuse in the government. Thank God. They should be thanking God for that, but they're protecting the criminals. Goes on. It's a widespread massacre. Oh, right, right. Nobody died, said one of the final fired inspectors generals. This, see how they pick their words? It's a massacre. As if people were actually shot. This is how these people work. This is a psyop on the American people, the unknowing, said one of the fired inspector general. Oversight of some of the government's largest agencies was affected. The Department of Defense, State Transportation, Veterans Affairs, Housing and Urban Development, Interior, Energy, Commerce, Agriculture, as well as the Environmental Protection Agency, Small Business Administration, Social Security Administration. That's the best thing that's happened to this country from its birth, since we became a nation on the day of independence. Somebody is standing up, and this guy's alpha. I mean, this is an alpha male, man. I'm telling you. He is dominant, and they don't like it. You know, Biden was, what would be a psychological term for him? Not passive-aggressive, passive-submissive. You know, there's aggressive-aggressive and passive-aggressive and submissive-aggressive, and he was none of the aggressives. Joe Biden was passive, non-aggressive, but lying. He wasn't passive when it came to lying. He was a dominant liar. That's it. Many of them were dominant liars. That's their personality. Then, on the Washington Post, concerning Trump's agenda, quote, it didn't take long for the Trump Justice Department to launch an all-out war. This is, okay, all-out war against what is considered the deep state. Good, they mention it. The department on Thursday evening summarily informed senior officials in the divisions that oversee civil rights and environmental enforcement that they were being transferred to a newly created office to take action against sanctuary cities. Guess what happened last night in Denver, Colorado? Guess what happened to the mayor of Denver, Colorado? He's got to appear in Washington February 11th on his policies concerning sanctuary cities. And you know, with I think his name is Johnson, the mayor of Denver. See, Johnson is just carrying out the wishes of, oh, do I dare say it? The governor? And the policies of the city of Denver and Denver County, state of Colorado, Jared Polis. Don't, you know, in my view, watching Polis, he's a sneaky one. You got to be careful. But his policies are, he is an Obama friend. They chat. That's what they do. And they're on the phone all the time, chatting. What about Trump and his policies concerning sanctuary cities in Denver? What's going to happen in Fort Collins? What's going to happen in Boulder? Polis is going to protect these people. And he and Johnson. Johnson's just the one that's kind of, you know, has his nose out in front. But he's going to end up in Washington, D.C., and he's going to be before a committee, and he's going to have to answer questions. Why would you interfere with Donald Trump's immigration department in hiding immigrants and putting the people of Denver, Denver County, Metro Denver, in danger from rape, murder, theft, and sexual abuse, probably. So going on with the article. Created office to take action against sanctuary cities. The career lawyers were told they could either accept the reassignment or face disciplinary action, including removal. The transfers involving at least six members of the nonpartisan senior executive service, SES. This is Schedule F. It's kicked in. With decades of experience in their areas of expertise. No, they were put in. They had no expertise at the beginning. They were put in by Trump, by Bush Jr. or Clinton or Obama. They had no, it'd be like you putting me in a culinary, one of these high-end restaurants in Denver, and putting me in the, as the head of the chefs in the kitchen. Oh, I promise you, your lobster wouldn't be, it would come out raw. It would probably still be cold inside. Your steak would be so unpink in the middle, there'd be no life left in it. It definitely would be like the sole of some old boot from a cowboy. That's what these people do. They just put them in these positions, no experience. Be like putting me in the nice restaurant down there in Denver. You wouldn't eat there very long. I'll be back. I don't even cook. I mean, my wife won't let me. She won't let me cook. Because I destroy everything and make a mess.
All families are different. And some have parents or children with little to no eyesight. But this doesn't stop them from sharing the work, play, love, and laughter of family life. EyeSight doesn't define a parent, a child, or a family. What counts is being together. Want to learn more? Visit us on the web at blind.org. The National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Let's make America healthy again.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. KHNC has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the KHNC endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. Click on the big blue button at 1360khnc.com. It could change your life.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
So anyhow, Senior Executive Service, you know, I was in Anchorage, Alaska, working at one of the Whitney Fidalgo Seafood Company when I was 20. In the summer, during the salmon run, processing tons and tons of every kind of fish you can think of. Pink salmon, silver salmon, sockeye, well, I don't know, see, pink salmon, king salmon, silver salmon, halibut, you name it. And we had these trains would bring in these boxcars, and we'd freeze these fish, put them, pack them in cardboard boxes, and then we'd stack these boxes in these refrigerated cars. Well, I don't know what had happened, but Earl, who was my foreman, he liked me. I'm 20, he's probably 35. He says, Rick, he said, I want you out on the dock. He said, take off your, because this place was cold and wet. He said, we have to do some stacking in one of the cars. I want you to go out and just enjoy the warmth. So I went out with about five other guys. So we opened up this box car. And here's all these boxes that had fallen over. And these are king crab. And you got these knuckles that are like just one from joint to joint. I mean, these things are like 10, 12, 14 inches. And they're long, and they're about the size of a cue ball, thick, round. And I'm looking at all these things, and these guys, we open this thing up, and these crab legs and stuff laying all over the ground. And these guys looked around, and they started grabbing these legs and taking them to the back of the car. They were stealing them and putting them out there on the rails to warm up. I'm thinking, those guys are crazy. And these guys looked at me and said, "Hey, man, don't you want some?" I go, "Well, yeah, but, I don't want to eat these things. They're raw. I don't want to eat raw. I've never had them before." They said, "You crazy?" He said, "They're already cooked. They're already boiled." He said, "They're done. They're just frozen. We're putting them on the rails to warm them up so that when we finish, we can go out and enjoy some." I said, "Oh, okay." So I got a couple and took them out there, and they were great. A little bit soggy, but they were great. That's me. If I'd been SES, they'd have put me in a restaurant someplace in a nice place down in Denver. And I'd had an order for lobster. And I would go back and say, "Do they want it raw? Or do they want it medium? Medium well? Rare? Do they want it well done?" Because I don't know anything about lobsters. So that's what would have happened if they'd have put me there. So that's what they do with these senior executive service individuals. They put them in a agency and they don't know anything about what they're overseeing. Like putting me in the restaurant, putting them in nuclear energy, and they have no idea what nuclear energy will do to them or to anybody. And Trump fired some of them. Good for him. They have no expertise in the areas that they're positioned in. They represent an unprecedented and unwise intervention into the topmost ranks of civil service. Worse, Thursday's actions constitute a dramatic misuse of government resources. So this is the Washington Post. They're having a rant against Donald Trump. And we, the American people, we're ecstatic. So they're saying that this was a misuse of government resources. These people don't have any, they don't have any experience. They know somebody that knows somebody that's a grandfather and a grandson or a second distant relative to Aunt Susie in Des Moines, Iowa. And they're given these positions. One clearly intended to cripple enforcement of laws that the new administration disdains and to drive career civil servants out of the government. Good. Get rid of these career civil servants. Get rid of Pelosi. Get rid of Mitch McConnell. Get rid of these people. A shifty, bug-eyed Schiff. That's when I look at him, that's what I think of. It takes a senior brain trust of key parts of the department and places them in an area in which they have no expertise. So, Donald Trump, all-out war against the deep state. According to NBC News, they are running for their lives. What was the guy that just got fired from CNN and that hated Donald Trump? What the heck was his name? What was his name? He was always in Trump's face. He just got fired from CNN. He says, "Well, you got to have somebody that calls out, tells it like it is." I can't think of his name, so I won't continue with that. With him, what is his name? Well, NBC News reports Trump administration is stepping up its timeline for terminating federal employees in diversity, equity, and inclusion roles. In a memo Friday, the acting head of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management said the agency heads shall take action to terminate to the maximum extent allowed by the law all DEI, DEIA, and environmental justice offices and positions within 60 days. And the Wall Street Journal revealed Trump stripped security protection from first-term officials who angered or annoyed him. Good. Good. Jim. Almost had his name. Those officials included former National Security Advisor John Bolton. Great. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. I told you, I've been telling you this, Mike Pompeo, this guy is senior exec. I'm sorry. He is Pilgrim Society. He is one of the Pilgrim Society employees, a globalist. Got rid of Pompeo, stripped him of his security. Dr. Anthony Fauci stripped him of his security. What did Trump say? Fauci made so much money, we're not going to pay for his security. He can pay for his own security. Trump is thinking about shipping him back to Moscow. Donald Trump is thinking, no, I might extradite Fauci to Moscow. The gulag. That'd be a great place for Fauci to learn a few things about life. The gulag. He'll find out what an axe is. He'll know what a 2-inch cotton clot, a cot is. He'll understand what rationing food is all about. We'll be back. Jim Acosta. Jim Acosta. CNN fired him. Jim Acosta.
Hey, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360KHNC.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural way to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curve for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360KHNC.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673, 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
Join me for the Alex Jones Show Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Yeah, before the breathing air is gone, before the sun is just a bright light in the nighttime or the daytime. So anyhow, Jim Acosta, he got fired by CNN. Oh, how humiliating for him. Oh my gosh. And I know that I was trying to remember Acosta's name, and I could hear everyone out there that was yelling at your radio his name. Thank you. It finally reached my ears. So I appreciate everybody helping me out to remember his name. That's a name I really don't want to remember. He's an accoster. He definitely Jim Acosta. Like accosting somebody. He's a bad man. So with the Washington Post, New York Times, with these, all of these mainstream media, they know that Trump has called them out. Fake news. Jim Acosta. That's where he came from. Jim Acosta's accosting Trump. Trump points him and says, "You're fake news. You're fake news. Sit down. You're fake news. Don't be rude. Sit down." I said, "Sit down." And then he pointed to this, I remember the young girl who's trying to take the microphone out of Acosta's hand, and he keeps pushing her away. He was accosting that girl. Finally, Trump just tells him, "You're rude. He's a rude dog." It all comes back. It's all so clear. Just now, and listen, as the seventh president, the noble president of the United States of America, in the riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, the names of the final seven men who are the final presidents of the United States, they're not mentioned. It just says seven kings in the King James, but it's seven presidents. And you can go to number seven, Donald Trump, and you can go all the way back to Jimmy Carter. And the one prior to Donald Trump, Barack Obama. And then Bill Clinton, George Jr. Then there's Clintonian. No. Sorry, I'm going backwards. Yeah, before Jr., then Bill Clinton, George Sr., Reagan, and then Carter. Carter didn't make this year. Number one passed away in December 2024. But one of those seven, one of those previous six names from, actually, James Earl Kennedy Carter. We've got to remember, he's a Kennedy. Edward Kennedy hated his half-brother Jimmy. Edward didn't stand him, couldn't stand the sight of him, didn't want to listen to him, wouldn't acknowledge him. So Jimmy Kennedy is one of the brothers of the Kennedy boys. And coming forward, you have, and at the funeral of Carter, there were no Kennedys present. The Kennedys weren't there. They don't want to acknowledge that he was a Kennedy, the corrupt Kennedy. But then you have somebody that will replace Donald Trump to be the final administration One of those six, according to the riddle, from Carter to Obama, one of those in that line of names, in that group, one of them is going to play hopscotch and jump over Donald Trump and resume the reins of the United States of America one final time for a seven to eight-year period. Donald Trump is in his third legal administration. Obama was in three administrations, but illegally, his first two plus Trump's first 4 years. Obama was also illegally in the Trump administration 2016 to 2020. But he's going to play hopscotch. And this individual, the final president of America, undignified, the only one of the seven that has any dignity, the only one that is truly royal, is Donald Trump. The civil servant that has fulfilled his duties as a civil servant, protecting the American people and the people of the nations. Only one. The others were enemies of the nations of the world. Trump is a friend.
Hello, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard Tammy talk about her preferred collagen. Well, we have it available for you now on our website. Take it daily to reduce joint pain, improve mobility, and support overall bone health. Take it daily to help your hair and nails grow faster and stronger. Take it daily for firmer skin, reducing appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply, it doesn't burn, it doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.
You know, I was thinking, I guess you could say that I kind of am like somebody in the kitchen, taking whatever's in the fridge and putting it together and making some kind of a meal, putting together a something halfway decent. Because I take these articles and I look at them and I have like five articles in front of me, six articles, and I don't really know what direction to go when I begin the program. I have an idea. I need to say, welcome to the program, and that's where I begin. And then it goes from there. And I take bits and pieces and I put them together to try to present something that is important. For the audience to have a view of what, for example, this president is up against again. He's in a world that he is not welcome in. He's not welcome. He was not invited. He should not be there. It is a system of very powerful people that are extremely powerful internationally. And the system that these individuals have created, you cannot push against it. Putin, if Trump wasn't elected, this country would push to the point where Russia would be destroyed. But that's not how Russia is going to have her demise is not going to be through America pushing at Putin in Russia. It's going to be basically when Putin brings his armies with other nations to the Middle East, there America will destroy those armies. I'm late in the program, a minute away from ending the program. I don't have time to develop it. The thought. Putin will bring armies south to the Middle East. America is going to eventually knock out cities in Russia and Turkey. But Trump is halting this war in Ukraine because Russia has to bring the resources and her armies to a new war in the Middle East. I'm hoping it's not going to be the summer. It may be. I don't know. For today, I'm finished. We'll visit tomorrow, 11, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Have a wonderful evening.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.